أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد ووالد وما ولد لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد يقول أهلكت مالا لبدا أيحسب أن لم يره أحد صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening ayat of Surah Al-Balad, which was revealed to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before the Hijrah in the Makki period of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala once again takes a qasam, but this qasam is taken in a different mode, in a different fashion, in a different style. Usually the qasam that was taken, for example, in the previous surah Wal-Fajr, Walayalin Ash, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the qasam with the word waw. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La uqsimu bihadha al-balad, I swear by this city. In other words, a very clear qasam, absolutely no ambiguity whatsoever. Allah subhanahu, not to say that the previous surah there was any ambiguity, but here there is a force in the qasam that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is taking. And Allah ta'ala takes the qasam of this city, and this city Al-Balad refers to the city of Makkah Mukarramah. In other places of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونَ وَطُورِ سِينِينَ وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ. There also a qasam is taken, and there Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes the qasam of Makkah that is sanctified, that Makkah that is secure, that Makkah that is full of peace. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to Makkah as Al-Balad, the city, because this is Ummul Qura, this is the mother of all cities. Thereafter Allah says, وَأَنْتَ حِلٌّ بِهَذَا الْبَلَدِ. O my Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are free, or the prohibition has been lifted from you, بِهَذَا الْبَلَدِ, in this city. This ayat Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has conveyed many different messages to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the Arabic grammar, from the literacy of the language, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has shown that there is so much about our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That whilst this city is a very pure and sanctified city, the city itself is a city that is loved by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had attached so much of virtue to this city that there in the city is the Baytullah, that is the haram of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But together with that, the magnanimity of the city has increased now, because you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was or is a resident of this city. Like we find when our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making hijrat, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood looking towards Makkah, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Makkah, Allah loves you, but because my people have forced me out, I have to leave Makkah. So this was that city of Makkah Mukarramah. But together with that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is also delivering another message, an incident to come in the 8th year of the Hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will bring our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam back to Makkah Mukarramah. This time, not just a resident of Makkah, but even greater, a Fatih, a conqueror of Makkah. And now Makkah will come under Islamic rule. And hence, for that period of time, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala lifted up the impermissibility of fighting in Makkah. It is haram. It is a sacred place. No one is supposed to fight or kill anyone in Makkah. Leave human beings. A person cannot even hunt the game of the haram of Makkah, leave living beings. Not even the trees of Makkah that had grown naturally can be uprooted from Makkah Mukarramah. Such is the sanctity of Makkah Mukarramah, and yet these pagans, they believed in all that, but then they thought that the life and the blood of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had become halal, that they make mashura and they want to assassinate Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their concern was, how is the Quraysh going to take revenge? So they choose one person from each tribe to assassinate Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Have they forgotten that if this haram becomes halal for anyone, then it will be only for Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Wa walidin wa ma walad. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a further qasam. Wa walid, the qasam of the father. Who is the father? The father of all mankind, Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. Wa ma walad, and the offspring of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, and that is the entire mankind, that is from Adam alayhi salatu wassalam right till the last person to be born, all will be the children of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, laqad khalaqana al-insana fi kabad. Certainly we created man in toil. If you look at the entire creation of man, hamalatu ummuhu kurha wa wada'athu kurha, that man, his life begins in the womb of his mother, and in the different stages and the different forms which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speak about in the Quran Kareem, all of this was a toil for the mother. And then she gives birth to the child, she gives birth also in a toil, in a difficulty, and then she suckles the child, that also sometimes becomes difficult, and sometimes worse than the suckling is when she has to wean the child off her, that is also difficult. And then in every other aspect, every other respect of man, there is toil upon toil. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that this life is a life of toil. If you want a life in which there will be no toil whatsoever, a life of ease, then wait for the life of Jannat. Otherwise, in this world, there is going to be different types of difficulties. There will be illnesses, there will be well-being and wellnesses also. There will be happiness and there will be sadness. But there is always going to be this toil insofar as man is concerned. أَيَحْسَبُ أَلَّنْ يَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ أَحَدٍ. Then does man think that no one is going to have power over him? Then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created insan, the way insan has been created, does he think that nobody has any power? Has he forgotten that qudrat and that power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Has he forgotten that his life has been designated by Allah, initiated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preordains his life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown him what is right from wrong, as Allah speaks about in the ayats to come. And does man feel that he is free of all this? He is free of the power and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَقُولُ أَهْلَكْتُ مَالَ اللُّبَدَى. Then man says that I had spent my wealth in abundance, lubada, that I spent it in heaps and heaps. I had spent it, and on what? The Quraysh of Makkah had spent their wealth against our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ لِيَصُدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَسَيُنْفِقُونَهَا ثُمَّ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسْرَةً ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ. That they spent and they spent against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in trying to stop the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now he realizes he spent all that abundance, but to no avail. It is that qudrat of Allah, it is that power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was at work, that this deen of Allah had begun in Makkah Mukarramah, and it seemed to have been very weak and very feeble, but it was the strength of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the effort of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of Sahaba Ikiram radiallahu ta'ala hum ajma'in. They withstood all the persecutions, and this deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continued. So no matter how much of money they may have spent before, and no matter how much of money they may spend today, and no matter how much of money they may spend tomorrow, but this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has never been founded on those bases, but it has been founded by the effort that in the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made. أَيَحْسَبُ أَلَّمْ يَرَهُ أَحَدٍ. Does man think that none watches him, that he is absolutely free, he is coming to this world without any accountability? Does he not know that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that watches, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that knows? Does he not know that everything is according to the taqdeer and the preordainment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So at the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Makkah Mukarramah by way of a qasam. Allah speaks about that day when our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come back to Makkah Mukarramah as a fatih, as a conqueror, and Allah will lift up the prohibition of fighting in Makkah Mukarramah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes an analogy of insan, that insan thinks that he is absolutely free in this world, and that is not the case, and that is not the reality. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.